Blog Talk Radio.
I gotta always thank you, my supporters, as my platform continues to build. You know, without you, my fans, my supporters, I don't know what I would do. All right, I'm looking for my independent artists to send me your MP3 submissions to opentalk2yahoo.com so I can get them on the rotation. Also, make sure they are the clean version because I also DJ at a radio station, so I can get you on the rotation, but it has to be the clean version. So, again, email me at opentalk2yahoo.com. You want to be interviewed on the show? You got something to share? You got something to say? Hit me up at opentalk2yahoo.com. All right, tonight on the show, going to have Mr. Jake Aldrich all the way from the U.K. dropping one of his singles, y'all. He actually dropped it already October 25th. Pieces of Me, y'all, he is a really cool dude. Love him to death. Shout out to my Jake and the UK folks over there. He has a clothing line going on. Yeah, he got a lot of stuff going on. Next week on the show, we're going to have my boys Piston and Dante rolling with me, so y'all definitely got to check that out. Going to give you some Best of South Deep and a Best of Oakland Talk, too. Just going to give you a little snippets. Then I'm going to bring Jake in the studio. So don't move. You hang with your girl, Cindy, right here at Open Talk, too.
Tuning in to Open Talk, too.
I got a rapper, an actor turned celebrity chef. He has recorded songs such as, there's so many I don't know which one to start with, but the main one I love is Dangerous Minds. Today on the show, I'm rolling with my boy Coolio. What's up, Coolio? What's going on?
I'm running down the street, smoking
indoor,
sipping on
Jenna
juice right now.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
What? trying to write songs about if you want to write classics, then write about stuff that people been going through throughout time. You know, don't write about the new dance that's out, because that's gonna date you. Try not to use dates or years in your songs. Like in 1997, but 2014, and don't try not to do that, because you know that takes the soul. And you know, just be original. Try to do something fresh. try to create the next sound versus following the sound that everybody else got in the same formula that everybody else got.
Okay. That's
what I was saying.
I like that. Well, thank you for taking the time to call the show today for me, Coolio.
It's not a problem. Thank you for having me. I appreciate you.
All righty. All right, y'all. Again, that was my boy, Coolio. Y'all definitely check him out. He's going to be on Black Jesus this week, so y'all definitely check him out. He's on tour. Y'all tweet him, support him in all his endeavors.
Yo, what's up? I'm Coolio with the flow. And you inside the box with my homegirl, Cindy, on Open Talk, too?
Today on the show, got a model an actress, an artist. I'm rolling with my girl today, Love and Hip Hop to Atlanta, rolling with Miss Carly Red. What's up, Miss Carly?
Well, one thing I want to know, that you are very, very, very classy on this show, and I love that about you. I know
that. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Well, tell me, how was it working with the Cavs? Is it kind of tense, or, you know, some people don't believe in the reality. They think it's scripted.
No, it's all real.
Girl.
Actually, our drama behind the scenes, sometimes they don't get to catch all of it.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's worse than what's on the screen.
Really?
It gets crazy.
Oh, Lord. Well, of course you're going to be back next season, right?
I can't talk about it.
Okay. Well, we hope so. I got my fingers crossed. Well, I want to know a little bit about, how did you get into the music industry? How did you get your inspiration with the music industry?
Right. Well, what happened was, I've always been a reggae artist.
Mm-hmm.
So I was working with producers like the Commissioner Gordon, doing songs with like Sean Kingston and Beanie Man. And so I've always been in the reggae world because, I'm from Trinidad.
Okay.
And, I have family in the reggae scene. So once I started doing that, and then there was not a way, because I live in the States and I don't live in Jamaica and the Caribbean world, there was not a way to market the reggae music. So I said, okay, you know what, I'm going to just jump into the R&B, and everybody was giving me advice, like, you could try to switch to both, and here I am. I just stuck with it.
Okay. So how long have you been doing music, since you were already doing reality work?
Is a three word, never give up.
Oh, yes. I love it. That's the truth, though, Carly. You can't give up on your hopes and your dreams.
Never give up on your hopes and your dreams.
That's right.
People stay so miserable in their 9-to-5 jobs instead of, like, pursuing their dreams. You can do both.
I
did both, you know. I did 3, 4, 5, 6 jobs, 7 jobs. I don't care. But as long as it's, you're going to pursue your dreams, you never give up. Don't let nobody tell you no.
Yes, ma'am. Well, thank you again for taking the time to call the show, Miss Carly Red. And I
thank
totally appreciate it.
Thank you for having me on the show. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Hey, what's up, y'all? It's the girl, Carly Red, from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, the artist. And I'm hanging out with my girl, Lizzie, on NowHipHop.com.
It's Zoe, and I want you to know that these are the birds.
Today on the show, I have a gentleman that has brought new heights to the rap game. You could call him the pioneer of rappers in the rap game. Open Talk to listeners, let's welcome to the show, Curtis Blow.
Hey.
Hey, Curtis, how are you?
Oh, mighty fine. I'm blessed. Thank you for having me on the show.
I am so honored. You just don't know. I am very honored.
Thank you. It's my pleasure to be here.
Okay. Can you tell my listeners a little bit, how did you get started in the rap game back in the day?
Well, to make a long story short, I was in the right place at the right time.
Okay.
In Harlem, New York City, in the Bronx, just hanging out as a teenager. And my mom was actually a great dancer. She is very popular. She used to go out to the nightclubs in Harlem and like the Renaissance Ballroom and the Cotton Club and and the Savoy Manor and all those spots that were big in the '50s and the '60s.
Okay.
And words of wisdom, I say education is the key to success. You need to study your craft. Analyze it, do the research, find out about it, what you're getting into it, study the history of it,
mm-hmm.
and then find out somebody within that history that was successful, repeat the steps that they took in order to achieve success, repeat those steps, and then you too will have success.
Okay, that's good. You know, I go roller skating from time to time on Sunday nights, and do you not know, they still play your songs, and we cut up on the breaks.
All right.
That
but
is
thank
still
you,
out
thank you.
There.
I thank radio and all the DJs around the country for making that a classic and still keeping it.
They're keeping it alive. Hey, you're still out there. I'm telling you. I wish I hate to put you on the spot. I wish I could have you to just say a line or two from the breaks, but I know I can't do that to you. So, but
nah, what's up?
No, just oh my God!
If you got what it takes, 'cause I'm Curtis Blow, and I want you to know that these are the breaks.
Oh my God, that is it! That is it! Well, everybody, this is Curtis Blow. I got him on the show. That was a little rhyme right there. You check that out.
There you go.
I know it. Thank you for taking your time to interview with me.
No worries. It's all good.
Okay.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is your boy, Curtis Blow, representing that real hip-hop. Is my girl, Cindy, doing her thing all day, every day, 24/7, with hiphopnow.com. You heard?
Today on the show, I have a manager, an artist, and a producer, and his brand keeps on soaring. He truly has branded himself in the world of reality. Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome to the show, love and hip-hop reality star and my boo, Peter Dunn. Hey, Peter, how you doing this morning?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. Thank you for calling in this morning on the show.
Oh, absolutely. I'm glad you reached out to me, and I thank you for the support. I don't have too much of that out there right now.
Oh, shoot. I don't know why now. Don't get me started on them people. Well, tell my listeners a little bit about what's going on with you. What's popping? What current events you got going on?
Oh, man, you know, currently I'm on this show, Love & Hip Hop. You know how that goes. You know, they bring in the drama. I signed up to do Love & Hip Hop. And, thinking that it would expose some stuff that would be entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to Tara, who is my kid's mom, and asked if she wanted to do the show. And, you know, went to Amina, that she wanted to do the show, and they both wanted to do the show. So we did the show. I thought that it would help all parties involved, which it did. Amina's music is picking up.
Okay.
She really like getting a lot of stuff for the music, even though people hate her for the situation. Tara's an actor, she's getting seen. Maybe not in the light that we wanted to bring this talent out. Not in the light that I wanted to, but I felt it was an opportunity for everybody to bring this to get seen and heard. And, you know, unfortunately, it's through the wrong reasons, but, you know, hey.
But, you know, like you say, Amina's music is taking off. And it helps Tyra. I'm sure she'll get recognized because she acts real good on the show.
Okay.
Tyra, she acts real good on the show.
Tyra, she's a Southern girl. She's from Mississippi. She don't take no shit. The only thing, this is the deal with the show, and this is not an excuse at all. This is the only explanation. The deal with the show is, you know, it's mostly women-driven, and the show to me is really being told from one angle. And they're not telling, like, you know, you have to know
right.
that all that glitters ain't gold. You have to know that, you know, me and Tara were not on the best of terms.
Okay.
We were on, she's from Mississippi, she's living in New York, we have two children, and she's by herself. That's not a situation that I would ever walk away from.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one of my main reasons for even doing the show is to make sure my kids, you know, okay, I don't
right.
get jewelry, I don't buy a whole bunch of fancy stuff. I save my money for my children, you know, so that way, come, you know, when they graduate from high school, there's something waiting for them, you know, for college.
Right, that's a good dad.
But with that being said, Tara's from Mississippi, and she don't really have nobody in New York, so it's not easy to walk away from the situation like that. So although I'm sleeping on the couch and we have our arguments and our fights, I'm still there in support of her and my children. So I should have said, listen, I got married, I fell in love with somebody, and I married her, and I didn't do that, which is ridiculously crazy, so that's what people are killing me for, but I love Tara, and I've always loved Tara, and I'll support Tara for the rest. But I got my son, Corey Guns.
Right. You know, how's this music doing? How's he taking off?
Corey's great, man. Corey, you know, he got caught up with a gun in New York, and they don't play that, but he ended up getting probation. So
okay.
That, lucky for him, he's on probation for that. But he's working on his album. He signed a Lil Wayne and Young Money.
Yeah.
I have a kid named Jabril Morey who's playing Michael Jackson
okay.
and Stevie Wonder in the Motown play on Broadway.
Okay.
So he's doing
now,
good.
I'm working on his original music, and I have Amina Butterfly. We're working on her EP, which will be out, I think, in 2 weeks.
Okay.
So those are the three artists I'm working with. That's what I have going on right now. And a few other things. I have a T-shirt line and something else going in. And that's the problem with our people. We put all our eggs in one basket.
Mm-hmm.
We all got it to be basketball stars, rappers, and actors. There's nothing wrong with being confident, but please, you know, come on, man. Nothing wrong with having a degree.
Right.
Just in case.
Yeah, I always say that. You got to have a plan B. You got to have a plan B.
Yeah, and I didn't have that, and that's why I push it so much. I still don't have it. I'm a felon, a high school dropout, and I was just fortunate enough. But that's a 1 in 10 million, you know, occurrence.
Okay.
So I hate to see it. You know, I see kids in the hood all the time, victims of, yo, I'm going to play basketball, and I'm going to do this, and I'm a rap. I got it. I'm, you know, like they don't have to do nothing else. And I'm just tired of it, man, you know, and I'm guilty. Of it, and I'm guilty of people looking at me saying, well, you did it. And, you know, like I said, I was lucky.
Right. Well, all right, Mr. Peter Guns, thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule.
Anytime.
Oh, so, you just don't
let's
know.
Let's talk next, well, not next Tuesday, the rerun of Love and Hip Hop. So, Tuesday after that.
All right, you made my day. All right, guys, Open Talk to listeners. This was my boo, Peter Guns. Got him on the show, so I hope you enjoyed the interview.
Today on the show, I've got a guy. He's calling all the way from the UK. Hey, he has been really busy. This is a hot jam that he's getting ready to release called Pieces of Me. The release is October the 25th, so we definitely got to support him. Welcome to the show. Got my boy, Jake. What's going on, Jake?
Hey, Cindy, how you doing?
I'm doing good. I know it's late over there in the UK. What's up?
It's just kind of midnight. Yeah, thanks so much for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Oh, I am honored that you are on the show. Well, tell the listeners a little bit about yourself and what inspired you to get into the music industry.
Okay, well, my name's Jake Aldridge. My father passed away when I was 11 years old. He passed away really suddenly. And I think that after his death, I never really knew how to deal with the bereavement and everything. Eventually, I was kind of just like, you know, aching for a way to express myself. And when I turned 17, I decided to start keeping a diary. And I was just like jotting my thoughts down on paper, my inner thoughts that I wasn't really going to share with anyone. And randomly, one day, many months later, I started to rhyme some of the words that I've been writing in this diary. And from there, things just changed, that my whole diary was like transformed into a book of poems, and my music career kind of really just spanned from there, you know. I took some of these rhymes, and one night after a few drinks, I performed them to a couple of really close friends, and they were just like blown away. I'd never heard anything like it, especially not from myself, if you know what I mean. I loved the lyrics and everything. They were so encouraging to me, and I loved their reaction, and that's kind of what inspired me to get into writing songs, you know.
Okay. I like that. Well, who inspired you in the industry? Is there like your favorite artist? Anybody that you actually listen to that kind of inspired you to get into the music industry?
Definitely, yeah. I've always been a fan of Tupac Shakur, even before I started writing my own stuff. You know, I just think that he was just such an incredible person, I suppose. Person, talent, everything, you know. His lyrics, more than anything. I'm a real lyrics guy. You know, a lot of these people listen to the beat and if they like the beat, they like the song. But for me, I'm all about the lyrics, and no one's lyrics to me in hip hop were greater than his. He had such an amazing message in all of his songs, you know, and such meaning and purpose behind his music, and that's why I've always been such a great admirer of his.
Okay. Well, who have you worked with, or who have you collaborated with?
I've collaborated with loads of artists here in the UK, from Lisa Rambert to Kelly Jens, who's on my new single, Pieces of Me. Steve Moyes is actually a country singer, and we've been doing, like, you know, mixing some hip-hop in with some country just to get something completely different together.
Okay.
I think our collaborations have been really interesting because, and they've been going down well with fans, which has been really great. Producer-wise, I've been working with producers from the US because, as I said, you know, I'm heavily inspired by American hip-hop, you know. A lot of the hip-hop I listen to is American-based, and my music kind of, I wanted to have that same flavour, even though my sound, my personal sound is very different. I want the music to have that similar flavour that I'm just in love with, you know.
Yeah.
I've worked with producers from the US, producers from Amsterdam to Germany, and to here in the UK. But lots of collaborations.
Okay. Well, if you could work with anyone, say in the US, who would you want to collaborate with? Who would you want to work with?
I'm a huge fan of Alicia Keys.
Okay.
I'd love to do a track with maybe Alicia Keys and have her on a hook or something, you know what I mean? I think that would be real cool.
Okay. Well, tell us about the projects you're working on. Like I said, I know you've been busy. You got cons. You didn't sign a deal with a publishing deal. You got a clothing line. I mean, hey, you got it going on.
That's right, yeah. Well, I mean, it's all happened so recently for me, and everything has kind of happened at once, you know. I've been making music now for 10 years, and I feel like I've kind of turned a corner in the last maybe 2 years. As I've reached out to more producers and I'm collaborating, I'm getting bigger productions now.
Okay.
And with that, the deals have come, you know. The publishing deal has come through with Leopard Music, who is a publisher in the UK. I've had a synchronization deal happen for me with Go DIY Records, who are from LA.
Okay.
Also the Cloven Line, which is RuPaul Cloven Line, the Asian clothing company, who approached me, you know, heard my music and loved my brand and everything and wanted me to be an ambassador for the label. Things are really starting to sort of take shape for me, and I'm just so happy that with all my hard work, things are starting to go that way, you know?
That's what I'm talking about, and that's what it takes, hard work and determination, and it seems like you're getting there.
That's
what I'm talking about. Well, let me ask you, what does hip-hop mean to you?
That's such a good question. I think that, for me, it's about telling a story. You know, a lot of these pop records that are out today, you know, a lot of the songs you can tell us been written by someone else, and it's catchy and it's great and everything, but, you know, just for people to sing along, it doesn't have much of a message behind it, whereas for me, hip-hop is all about the message and all about the story, and most hip-hop writers write their own songs and write their own lyrics, you know, and I think that's what's so amazing about it, and for me, being a lyricist, you know, all of my songs have a story. I want to make the sound catchy, just like the pop records I'm referring to, but the message and the story has always got to have something behind it for me, you know?
Okay.
It's so important to me.
I like that. Well, let me ask you the last question. If you could tell any person that's trying to get into the music industry, since you got your feet wet, what words of wisdom or knowledge would you share?
Okay, don't do it. Don't go there. No, I'm joking. I would say people need to be prepared for what it really takes to get into it if you want to go somewhere with it, because it's not just about recording, writing and recording anymore. Do you know what I mean? There's so much that goes into it. If I look at what I've achieved in my space of time, and I've still got so much more to do, you know, it's from artwork on the tracks, because today with the internet, before people even hear my song, the first thing they see is the artwork, you know, so I'm thinking to myself, this is so important. If people think that artwork is whack or they don't like it, it doesn't look professional, no one's going to want to listen to my music. So the artwork is so important, from the websites, the production, videos, you know, the press contacts you need to have, the social media, there's so much stuff around it, which is outside of just writing and recording, you know.
Right.
Much of my time now is spent on marketing my music and trying to grow my fan base.
Okay.
People quite understand that to that extent, you know.
Okay. Well, Mr. Jake, I want to take the time to say thank you for calling away from the UK.
No problem at all. Thanks so much for having me on. I really appreciate your time and your support and everything for my music.
So we definitely going to support you. Again, that was Jake Aldrich. He is an artist in the UK. He has a lot of things going on. His release is coming out October the 25th. Got a clothing line deal working. Hey, y'all definitely got to check him out. Again, Jake Aldrich, Pieces of Me. His jam was produced by Joanne Elliott. Let's support him on his music.
All right. Oh, that was my boy Jake Aldrich again from the UK. Y'all definitely support him, check him out. Y'all hadn't seen the last of him or heard from him, so. But again, I had to play some interview snippets of the show.
hope you enjoyed it. Again, if you got an idea you want to share, you want to be interviewed on the show, hit me up at opentalk2yahoo.com. Also, the Houston Power Women football team is looking for some good women to try out for the team. So it's still early. It's not too late. Hit them up, www.houstonpowerfootball.com. And also, I'm looking for my MP3 clean versions of my artists to send to me, y'all. So y'all make sure y'all send them to me, clean radio edit versions, opentalk2yahoo.com. And y'all know, got to drop some old school on you before I get out of here. I got Mystical, Here I Go. I got Gangsta Paradise. I got a new one, y'all, Fetty Wap 679. EPMD, You Got to Chill. And then I got a new one on y'all I'm going to drop on y'all. So y'all have a good week, and I'll see y'all next Tuesday. I'm out of here.
Two shots from the head. She's fine. When new and shit.